રાણી હું રિપ્લે ધ પોટેન્સી ઓફ શ્રી કૃષ્ણ અન્ડરસ્ટેન્ડ શાસ્ત્ર ઇટ ઇઝ મેન્શન્ડ ગોવિંદા નંદિની રાધા ગોવિંદ મોહિની ગોવિંદ સર્વસ્વ સર્વકાંતા શિરોમણી દેટ મીન્સ Radha gives pleasure to Govinda and also enchants Govinda. She is the crest jewel of all the damsels of Braja. You understand? She is everything for Govinda and for him, Govinda, her. હર ગોવિંદ જ હતી ગોવિંદ સર્વસ્વ રાધરાણી ઇઝ ધ કોમ્પ્લીટ ફૂલ પોટેન્સી ઓફ કૃષ્ણ શાસ્ત્ર સેઝ ઇન ચૈતન્યચરિતામૃતાદિલીળા રાધા પૂર્ણ શક્તિ કૃષ્ણ પૂર્ણ શક્તિમાન દુઇ વસ્તુ ભેદ નાય શાસ્ત્ર પરમા મૃગ મદ તાર ગંધ દેછે અવિચ્છેદ અગ્નિ જ્વાલાતે દેછે કહુ નાય ભેદ રાધા કૃષ્ણ ઇચ્છે સદા એકઈ સ્વરૂપ લીળા રસ આસ્વાદિતે ધરે દુઇ રૂપ રાધા એન્ડ કૃષ્ણ કૃષ્ણ એ શક્તિમાન પુરુષ ઇન ઇંગ્લિશ ફૂલ કમ્પ્લીટ પોટેન્ટ પર્સન શક્તિમાન એન્ડ રાધા પૂર્ણ શક્તિ ઇઝ ફૂલ પોટેન્સી દેર ઇઝ નો ડિફરન્સ બિટવીન ધીસ ટુ રાધા એન્ડ કૃષ્ણ એક્ઝામ્પલ્સ હેવ બીન ગિવન like Agni and Jwala, the fire and its heat. You understand? You cannot heat from the fire. You understand? Murugamada and its aroma. Murugamada is a very sweet-scented substance. You understand? It is available from the navel of one type of deer, Kasturi Murga, it is said. It is a very scented substance. You understand? So you cannot separate its scent from Murga Mother. Similarly, Radha and Krishna, like that. You understand? Ekoi Surup, they are one. But to display past times and to enjoy it, two forms, Krishna and Radha. Do you understand English? Again, in Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been said, avatari Krishna deiche kare avatar, ansine Radha hoite tino ganero vistar. Do you understand? Krishna is the source of all incarnations, known as avatari. You understand? Source of all incarnations. Many innumerable incarnations come from him. Similarly, from Srimati Radharani, three types of this deer, how do you say, wives like that, those who always give pleasure to Krishna, come. They are these gopis, Lakshmis, and the wives of Krishna and Dwaraka. Three. You understand? The Goswamis, especially Rupa Goswami, has written many things about Srimati Radharani, and some descriptions also have been given in Srimati Charitamrita, given by Kaviraj Goswami. There is a book named Radha Krishna Ganadesa Deepika, written by Srila Rupa Goswami. There, Rupa Goswami has written that the bodily complexion of Radharani is like molten gold, taptakanchana gaurangi. So when Krishna came here as Gauranga, assuming the mood of Radharani, so he was taptakanchana gauranga. Taptakanchana gaurangi. So, is molten gold or this, what do you say, lightning? Still lightning. Lightning is fickle, but still. Do you understand?
Yes.
Vichitram nilavasanam tasyascha parisohitam nana mukta bhusitangi nana pushpa virajita. The dress, cloth of Srimati Radharani is of blue color. Do you understand? And inside that blue color sari, there is the garland of, what do you say, mukta? Mukta? Jewels. You understand? And garlands of varieties of flowers also there. Dirghakesi sulavanya mukta mala susubhita pushpa mala suvinyasa suveni paramujvala. Radha's hair and head were long, you understand, glossy. And varieties of flowers are decorated there, you understand, looks very nice, extraordinarily nice. Then suhala paramudipta sindura paribhushita nana chitralaka bhanti chitrapatra shushubhita. There is the vermilion spot, point, here in the forehead, you understand, and it is dazzling. Externally dazzling. And some little hairs hanging down, we say it Churna Kuntala, specific name. And tilak in the forehead, it looks very beautiful. Bahujagmun sulavanna nilakankana shobhitam ananga dandalavanna mohini paramabhavet. In her arms, some bracelets like that, ornaments made of a jewel, blue jewel, nilavan, blue jewel. You understand? Her beauty is so charming that Krishna is always attracted towards her. নাসিকা তিল পুষ্পাভা মুক্তা বেশ সুশোভিতা নানা সুগন্ধ যুক্ত স্থাপরা দীপ্তিমতী ভবেত নোজ রেক্ট নোজ তিল পুষ্প ইউ নো তিল দ্যাট উই থ্রো অ্যাট দি টাইম অফ হবন স্বাহা শিশামি সিড সো ইউ হ্যাভ সিন দি ক্রিম দ্যাট that 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 creeper that herb that produces some and its flower have you ever seen it that flower is very beautiful the flower of the sesame so her nose looks like that you understand and also varieties of ornaments she has put on and they are all very nicely scented. Mukta mala danta pankti rasana parishobhita mukha padmam sulabanyam kutichandra prabhakaram bimba vatsa sudharamya prema hasya jutam bhavet. Her teeth looks like Mukta, you know, what is Mukta?
Jewels.
White jewels. You understand? And her tongue is very nice. Her face looks like lotus flower, mukha padma. Crores of moon. You understand? That the dazzling of the crores of the moon seem to be less than in comparison with the dazzling of the brilliancy coming out from our more like face. You understand? And her lips were red like bimba fruit. Have you seen bimba fruit? A red like fruit. It's a bimba fruit. And smiling, she's always smiling. You understand? This breast is extraordinarily beautiful. Scantily, this one they put on generally women.
Corset.
Yes. Many descriptions are there, like garments and bodily lustre. Srimati Radharani is always a young, 15 years old girl. Do you understand? The name of her father is Vrishabhanu. And that Vrishabhanu is as brilliant as sun. Do you understand?
Yes.
The name of her mother is Kirtida. And the name of her mother-in-law is Jatila.
Jatila.
Krishna is her eternal husband. But here, in this material world pastime, all probably she has accepted Abhimanyu as husband, but he is not husband. You understand? Because real husband is Krishna. All these things are there. Then I will tell you that I was reading in the class from Brahma Vaivarta Purana and Padma Purana about the appearance of Radharani. You understand? In Brahma Vaivarta Purana, it has been said, Pura Vrindavane Ramme Goloki Rasamandali Kadasrungeiko Deshe Cha Mallika Madhavi Vani. Ratna Singhasane Ramme Kastu Tatra Jagatpatihi Swichha Mayastra Bhagavan Bhavuvara Manushyukaha Etasmintare Durge Duidharupa Bhavuvasha Bahuvasaha Dakhinangasya Sri Krishna Bama Dhananca Radhika Bahuva Ramani Ramya Harasesi Ramanas Chukaha Tattva Kanchana Varnabha Rajitacha Svatejasa Sussasmita Sudhati Suddha Saratpaddo Nibhanina. That means in Vrindavan, transcendental, in the spiritual world, Vrindavan, it's always, that is, Sajidanandamaya Dham. Sajidananda, you understand? This very famous word. Once, Krishna was sitting alone under a group, Madhavi Lata, Madhavi Creeper group was sitting there. Krishna was sitting alone. Then he desires to manifest some pastimes and to enjoy it. As soon as he desires, in his left portion of this body, Radharani appeared. You understand? And that Radharani is original potency, all sastras say. Her bodily complexion, as I had already told you, molten god, a still lightning. That I have already given you, no repetition, all in bodily ornaments, losses, all these things. And there is nice nupur on her feet tinkling. Then Radharani wished to please Krishna, Madhav. You understand? So as soon as he desires something, innumerable gopis appear from her body. You understand? And all gopis look like Radha. Hence, this is the conclusive statement, that Radha and Krishna are one. Only her manifestation of Leela, those times, two bodies, Radha and Krishna. You understand? This description given in Brahma Vaivarta Purana. Then in Padma Purana, some description has been given. Vrishabhanu Puri Raja Vrishabhanu Mahasaya Mahakula Prasuta Sau Sarvasastra Visharadaha Tasya Vajya Mahabhaga Srimat Kittida Hoya Rupa Devana Sampanna Maharaja Purudbhava Tasyam Sri Radhika Jata Srimat Vrindavaneshwari ভদ্রমাসী শীতাষ্টস্যাং মধ্যাহ্নে শুভদায়িনী. That means Vrishabhanu, name of the father of Radharani, is a king. King Vrishabhanu is a dear devotee of the Lord. Is very opulent. The wife of Vrishabhanu is Kirtida. So Radha appeared from them, Vrishabhanu and Kirtida. And on this day, this Bhadra, which the name of this month is Bhadra. Do you understand? And Shukrashtami, Ashtami Tithi, 8th. Bright moon. Dark moon, bright moon, you know. So it's bright moon, Ashtami, 8th. 8th day. You understand? It's Ashtami. Krishna appeared in dark moon, Ashtami. You understand? Krishna appeared in dark moon, Ashtami, that's 8th day. Radha appeared in bright moon, Ashtami. You understand? So Ashtami and Ashtami, bright and dark. Mixing, total full moon. You understand? That Gauranga appeared on full moon day. You understand? Because Gauranga is Krishna plus Radha. So Krishna appeared on midnight, Radharani appears on midday, Gauranga appears in between evening. You understand? So Janmilena Brajeshwari Hari Raichhati Paranandamaya Hailo Gopaparivar Sakal Gokula Bhari Ananda Apar. So all Gokul became jubilant and Radharani was born. You understand? The daughter of Vrishabhanu looks so extremely brilliant, very beautiful. All the inhabitants of Gopapura came running. So, the palace of Vrishabhanu to see Radharani, his daughter, Vrishabhanu's daughter. You understand? Vrishabhanu, the king Vrishabhanu, gave many gifts, presentations, awarded Brahmanas, Vaishnavas, Bhattas. You understand? In the meantime, Narada Muni came to see Radharani. You understand? Radharani is a little child. Narada Muni came to the palace of Vrishabhanu. So Vrishabhanu, King Vrishabhanu, perceived him. Gave him a nice seat to sit. And then paid obeisances. And Narada Muni asked, "Are you okay? Everything all right?" Vrishabhanu said, "It is your mercy. You are such a sadhu devotee. Therefore, everything all right here. Yeah. It is your mercy." Then Vrishabhanu gave Narada Muni his newborn daughter, Radharani. So Narada Muni could understand Srimati Radharani has been born. So he offered many prayers Radharani. Radharani also manifested her original form before Narada Muni. You understand? Narada Muni was so fortunate to see all these things. So many descriptions from there, I am not going to see all this, tell you all this, just reciting all these things. Then again, Radharani, become a little child. Then Narada Muni gave back the child to Vrishabhanu Raja and said, "You and your wife are very, very fortunate because you got such an excellent daughter. Kamala, Parvati, Arundhati, Sachi, Satyabhama, all are portions and portions of this daughter of yours. She is most beloved of Lord Hari. Now everything auspicious is coming unto you by the birth of this daughter. Then with folded hands, King Vrishabhanu asked Narada Muni who would be her husband. Narada Muni said, "She will be the wife of Mahapurush." You understand? Mahapurush?
Yes.
Supreme Lord. Great Purush. Then Narada Muni left their palace. The description has been given that when Radharani was born, her eyes were closed, not open. You understand? So there is, in Padma Purana, there is a conversation between Shiva and Lord Goddess Parvati. So Parvati asked Lord Shiva, why it is so? And Shiva answers, once Lord Hari wished that he would incarnate himself here in this material world. So he called Radharani that you should be born in this material world. I am going there. So many nice pastimes will display. Then Radharani said, if I will be born in this material world, so other purushas, male persons, I would see, which I don't like. I see only you, no other purusha. You understand?
Yes.
So I will be very, very sorrowful, miserable, my condition will be. But Krishna said, no, you will always see me. Then Krishna was born in Nanda Raja's house, and Radha was born there, Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, daughter of Vrishabhanu and Kirtida. But eyes were soft. So Kirtida, the mother of Radharani, was very sorry. Such a nice daughter, eyes were not opened. How is it? You understand? Can't understand, ask me. Then Shiva, Lord Shiva says, when Siddhartha was born, Vrishabhanu invited all the inhabitants of Gopapura. All came with many presentations. All came riding on cart, bullock cart, sagat. Then Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Rani came with Krishna. You understand? So, Vrishabhanu and Nanda, they embraced each other. Yashoda and Kirtida also, they embraced each other. Many types of this musical instruments are being played. And Radharani was sleeping on a cradle, swing, you understand? Then Lord Hari went there without the notice of anybody. Nobody could notice it that Lord Hari went there, Krishna went there. Visualizing or seeing the face of Radharani, Krishna was very much delightful. Then put his hand in the eyes of Radharani. So as soon as he put his hand on the eyes of Radharani, her eyes are opened. Do you understand? Then eyes of Radharani, eyes of Krishna. Look each at that. Then Kirtida, mother of Radharani, came there and saw their eyes were opened. So she was very much delightful and said, this boy Krishna gave the eyes to Radharani. So, this daughter, my daughter, will be like a wife and soul of Krishna. These are very nice descriptions. About this appearance of Radharani. So Vrishabhanu Raja, King Vrishabhanu, arranged a grand feast and festival, fed one and all, gave them different types of presentations, all Brahmanas, Vaishnavas. All the Brajavasis, the inhabitants of Brajbhumi, came there to see the child. When the eyes of Radharani were opened, then Kirtida was very much delighted. All right, now my daughter has eyes. So, praise Vrishabhanu and Kirtida for having such a nice daughter. They say, oh, that is, we also perform a Vedic purificatory ceremony, that means naming ceremony, Namkaram Sanskar. So all the Brajavasis, they say, whatever name after loser or the priest may give, we are not concerned with it, but we give This child name Radhika. You understand? Amar Rakhilam Naam Radhika. This daughter will be beloved. You understand? Of Mahapurush, the Supreme Lord. Don't be unhappy that this is a daughter. This is not a son. But this daughter will deliver all your dynasty. You understand? Then Raja Vrishabhanu, King Vrishabhanu, looked at the face, beautiful face of his daughter. His heart was very much delighted. A grand feast, a great festival was performed. All were fed, all were given presentations. All were very happy. The cowherd men, they came with their ghee, dadhi, jogrut, milk, you understand? Immense amount of ghee, curd, milk, haridra came as if an ocean, ocean-like, you understand? All praised Vrishabhanu and Kirtida. And visualizing the beauty of such an excellent daughter, they say that this is very auspicious. We have never seen such daughter anywhere but her face, her cheeks, her forehead, her hands, her nails, everybody so nice and so wonderful, beautiful. Vrishabhanu and he has two other brothers, Ratnavahanu and Shubhanu. So they are three. Vrishabhanu, Ratnavahanu, Shubhanu. Three brothers were dancing. Delightful. You understand? And the milk, the ghee, the curd, jogrut, makhan.
Butter.
Yes. Chun.
Yeah, butter.
Butter. Yes, butter. So, and milk, haldi, you understand? Came in immense amount, as if vast ocean is there. And all were flying, throwing each other, and delightfully. You understand? Gopis were dancing, cowherd men are dancing, boys were dancing, and rolling in the ground, mud. You understand? So, such a nice festival. Ananda Bhadai Gita Gaya Chari Pasa Lakhya Lakhya Gavivastra Alankrita Kari Brahmane Kariya Dana Apana Pasari. Vrishabhanu Raja gave Brahmanas and Vaishnavas lakhs of cows, ornament. You understand? Decorated with golden ornaments. to give as dham, cows, boys, Vaishnavas and Brahmanas. Do you understand? Many singers, many dancers, they came, they sing, danced, and they were also given presentations, a bhush bhan, and all were very pleased, seeing this daughter of Kirtida. In this way, this description has been given. You understand? I was singing the song, just I told you this description. Need to sing the song before you. You understand? And we also, many times, whenever necessary or such topic comes up in Vaitin Charitamrita class, we speak some Radha Tattva. Last time you might have recorded something, isn't it? Radha Tattva. Yes. So, whenever such topic will come again, we will discuss, and description has been given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita class, we may say something more whenever such topic comes. So, this is all about the appearance of Srimati Radharani. You understand? Now, unless one gets the mercy of Radharani, one cannot approach Krishna or get Krishna. You understand? So, Radharani's mercy is required to get Krishna. Our life will be fulfilled if we get Krishna. And this is the aim of this human life, perfection of this human life, is paramartha love. You understand? And this is the purpose of this human life. So therefore, Radharani's mercy is required. So all the acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, all Vaishnava acharyas, they have prayed for the mercy of Radharani. And they have said so. That Radha Bhajane Jodi Mati Nai Bhela Krishna Bhajana Tava Akarani Gela. So if you cannot chant the glories of Radharani, your Krishna Bhajan is fruitless. No value. You understand? So we chant the name of Radha. Glory for that. Hare Krishna. Hare means O Radharani. You understand? First Hare, then Krishna. So Goswamis, they have said like this thing. Anaradhya Radha Padam Bhajarenu Manasritya Vrindata Vintat Padankam Asambhasya tadbhava gambhira cittan kudasyama sindhura sasyabhagaha. Goswamis, they have said like this. That means, if someone doesn't worship the lotus feet of Radharani or the dust at her feet, or the Braj Bhumi, which has been purified by the footsteps of Radharani, if someone doesn't worship it. In other words, if someone doesn't serve Radharani, he cannot inundate himself in Syam Sindhu. In Syam Sundar is like an ocean. You understand? Syam Sundar. Sindhu means ocean. That means he cannot be liked by Syam. You understand? So, we have said, āsvasya dāsyam vṛṣabhānu jāyā sthīre samadhyāsya ca bhānu jāyā padānu vṛndāvana kujñā vithiswaham nurādhe tatirthar bhavīyam. That means, vṛṣabhānu kumārīra haivo kīṅkori kalinda nandini tīre rabhavāsa kari. They aspire for this, the Goswāmīs. I will be maid servant of the daughter of Vṛṣabhānu, Radharāṇī. And I will live on the bank of Jamuna, Kalinda Nandini, Jamuna. Karuna Kariya Radhe, Edāsira Prati, Vṛndātapi Kunjapati, Paiva Atiji. Then Radharāṇī will serve her mercy on our dismayed servant.
So I can see her, or get her mercy, or get an opportunity to serve her in Vṛndāvana. Then nirantara krishna dhyāna parnāma kirtana krishna pāda paddu seva tana mantra japana radhā pada dāsya mātra vishta cintana krupāya lavīva radhā rāgānu bhāvana. These are the aspirations of Goswāmī. They say, always we or I, Swami, some Guru, meditate on Krishna and chant His holy name and serve His lotus feet. You understand? Getting the causeless mercy of Radharāṇī. This is my only desire, that I will be a servant, maid servant, lotus feet of Śrīmatī Radharāṇī, and get this is like this. This is Radha Nama Sudarasam Rasaitum Jivastu Mindihola Padu Tat Padu Kankhita Su Saratam Vṛndāta Vibhīsu Tatkarmi Vakara Karotu Hudayam Kasya Padam Dhyayatam Tad Bhavas Chavata Param Bhavatumi Pratrāna Nāpī Rati. That means, this is my tongue. Let my tongue always recite the name of Radharāṇī, and let my feet tread on Vṛndāvana, favorite place of Radharāṇī. Let my hands serve Radharāṇī. Let my mind remember Radharāṇī, like this. So, in this way there are many prayers of by Goswāmī. Radha Padma, Pāda Padma Eka Mātra Gati, only the lotus feet of Radharāṇī is our only shelter. Devī dukkha kūla sāgaro dare doyo mānamati durga tamjanam taṁ krupā pravala naikayāt bhūtam prāpaya sopada pankadālaya. That means, O Radharāṇī, Braj Devī, I am anyhow, I am here in this material world and have been fallen into this great ocean of misery, dukkha-pinda. Please shower your mercy on me, and just deliver me with the boat of your lotus feet. And take me to you for your service and accept me as one of your maid servants. So many prayers like this much. Any question? Yes?
For the inhabitants of Gajapura, they came to see Radharani. You mentioned about this Namkaran ceremony and how they said that whatever they say, we're only going to call her Radhika. So what does Radhika mean? What is the meaning of Radha?
Radha means Amaya Radhito iti Radha. In Srimad Bhagavatam it has been said. No mention of Radha in Srimad Bhagavatam. Only this much said. Amaya Radhito iti Radha. There is some Raspanchadhyaya, 5 chapters. In 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam is known as Raspanchadhyaya. There is some description of Rasalila has been given. So that description has been given there. Krishna left that arena of Rasa dance, taking Radharani with him. Well stand. So all the gopis say this thing. So, Krishna took that maiden with him who worships him the best. This is Radha. Amaya Radhito iti Radha. Do you understand? That's the significance of name Radha. Do you understand?
Yes. I've never been able to work it out. It took me a long time to work out the meaning of Madhava.
Yeah.
For many years.
Yeah.
And I could never understand Radha.
Radha.
Very simple thing.
Yeah. This is Radha. Yeah. The verse says this thing. This is there. Anaya Radhito iti Radha, Anaya Myoti iti Maya. Radha and Maya. Right opposite to you understand? So, Anaya Radhito iti Radha. I say, Anaya Myoti iti Maya. Maya means one who takes you away from Krishna and covers up your real identity. It's Maya, illusion. This is Radha, it's Maya. You have any question? No. You understood everything?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Sure. We take the